This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
What's that like, Lily?
Titch up on the left. Yep, that's it.
How's it look to you?
Perfect.
Yeah? Good.
It's not very thrilling, though.
I accept a history of Borsetshire corn dollies may not be your thing, Freddie.
Is it anybody's?
The exhibition's not just about corn dollies. It's about lots of country crafts.
Yeah, we've got budging, basket weaving.
Warning! Adrenaline overload!
Yeah, well, we've got to give visitors something to see in the Cruck Barn when we're not running demonstrations.
Yeah, happy times for oldies, I guess.
You said you were happy to help. And you know how short-staffed we are at the moment, and we've a busy few weeks coming up.
I don't mind, Mum.
Right.
Very gracious of you.
But I prefer working by myself.
The three of us can get on a lot faster.
I can't help it if I find corn dollies boring. It's hardly shark cage diving, is it?
Oh, not again. What's this? Do you want me to put out the workshop leaflets, Mum?
Yeah, please.
I told you. It's the latest addition to our grand tour. Nolitando and I decided during our Skype yesterday.
You know, Freddie disappeared for hours and we hoped he'd been abducted by aliens. Mm.
Look, I know you said something about a boat ride.
Yeah, in Durban. Or maybe across in Cape Town. As a reward after our stint helping the elephants.
You can put some leaflets out too. I won't feel disempowered.
But you didn't say anything about sharks.
Well, that's what the boat's for. The guys chum for great whites, get them swarming in.
Oh, gosh. Oh, can we have a few by the love spoon board?
You're nearer, Freddie.
You get togged up, go down in a steel cage, only inches away from their massive jaws.
Isn't that terribly dangerous?
Not really.
Freddie doesn't have the sense to be afraid of sharks.
They can't reach you. But you get some amazing views.
And how much is it going to cost?
Oh, it's not too bad.
Oh, darling, you keep saying that. Where exactly is the money coming from for all these extras?
Your boss wasn't too happy.
Oh, Ference never is.
I guess if your deputy's making a mess of things.
Oh, no, he's not that bad.
There.
So what's left, Adam?
Checking the belt, then greasing up.
Well, I'll do it.
No, it's okay.
You start on the trailers.
You're sure, Debbie?
If I'm hanging on a few days, I might as well make myself useful.
Well, the more help, the better at harvest. I want to be cutting by 10.
Forecast's not bad, is it?
So-so.
I'm happy to haul. Yeah, that's okay.
There might be a shower this afternoon, not much else.
Have you got the grease gun?
What did you tell Ference?
Oh, that there's been a family crisis. Oh, thanks. So I need to stay on a little longer.
You didn't say how long?
No. I haven't even rebooked my flight yet.
Oh, okay.
No, you were just being so snotty. I didn't feel like committing myself to anything definite.
Well, it's always great having an extra pair of hands. But, Mum and Brian seem to have made their minds up about selling.
Yeah, I know.
Is it really going to make a difference?
Probably not, but after the bad blood at Friday's meeting, oh, I've never seen Alice so angry.
No.
I thought I had to stay and support Mum, not just walk away from the chaos.
Oh, I thought you were your mother bringing me a coffee.
Well, do you want one, Dad?
No.
I don't mind making it.
No, any minute. I'm not used to seeing you so early on a Sunday, Alice.
Well, Chris was up at 5, setting off for a shoeing competition.
Oh, aren't you going with him?
I'm driving over later when it starts, but I couldn't get back to sleep.
Yeah, I was restless as well. Thought I might as well take a look at grain and maize futures.
I haven't slept properly all weekend. I'm so angry.
Oh.
I can't think about anything else. Debbie, Adam and Kate ganging up until you and Mum gave in.
That's really not what happened.
Oh, come on, Dad. You don't actually want to leave Home Farm, do you?
Right, what still needs doing?
Pinning up the charts about thatching. Mm-hmm. and finding somewhere for the hedge-laying display.
Well, how about under the basket weaving?
Will the panels fit?
Yeah, should do.
Give it a try?
And we won't get many people today, anyway.
Not everyone watches Wimbledon, you know.
I was thinking more the World Cup.
Is that why Johnny's coming over later?
Oh, he's bringing more straw for the rare breeds.
Ah. Oh.
We'll probably end up having a beer and watching the final together. It's cheaper here than at the Bull.
Oh, it's very sensible. You're turning into a good little money manager.
Yes. Yes, you really are.
Thank you.
Well, come on. Can't have been easy saving so much travel money out of his allowance and strawberry pay.
Plus DJing a few club nights.
You're so multi-talented.
Fallon thinks so.
Hmm.
It's quite an honour being asked to DJ her wedding reception.
Yes, it is.
She didn't ask. You grovelled until she gave in.
There's nothing wrong in touting for business.
Why don't you bring over the other panel?
I thought I'd leave it to Superman.
Thanks.
Well, I'm impressed you're taking your finances so seriously.
I guess I just got into the habit, you know, revising for my exams.
What?
Cramming the facts in instead of going out all the time. Sue mounts up.
I suppose that was a turning point.
Definitely.
Well, I'm very proud of the way you both approached your A-levels. You've got to admit, Freddie was a revelation.
Mm. Yes, he certainly took me by surprise.
Well, he's not a natural academic, but he really knuckled down.
Will this do?
Yeah, I think so. Lily?
Yes.
And, as a little reward to both of you, because you've worked so exceptionally hard, how about, Freddie, I pay for your shark diving trip.
Oh, brilliant!
And Lily, you get the same amount to, well, do whatever you want with it.
Paying to let the sharks in?
Oh, thanks, Mum. That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Are we finished?
Almost. I forgot a staple gun for the thatching. Look, I'll fetch that, and while I'm gone, will you do a sort of a general tidy around so it's ready for when we open?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Freddie?
What?
Aren't you the least bit ashamed?
I'm only doing the same as you.
I save all my hard-earned money to buy prayer books.
I'm protecting her from what she doesn't need to know.
No, you're protecting yourself.
Hmm. There's not just a tiny touch of jealousy in there.
What?
I get to go to South Africa, Thailand. You get another wet weekend in Wales.
I get a lot more out of my relationship than that. Thank you very much.
If you say so. Can we get on with the tidying up? I want to start my set list for Fallon.
We should be able to, shouldn't we?
What's that?
I need help moving a yurt.
This morning, Kate?
Yes, I didn't bother while no one knew what was happening to Broadacre, but now Spiritual Home's safe, I want to reposition the entryway so the chi can flow more freely.
Well, at least some good's coming out of Mum and Brian selling their home.
Oh, they're never going to do that.
Yes, they are.
You don't really think they're serious?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
No, they're bluffing.
No?
You'll see. They were hoping I'd back down on Friday, and now they're going to have to find another way to pay for the clean-up.
There isn't one, Kate.
Sorry. Look, they may have taken you in, but they're not fooling me. I mean, can you actually imagine them living anywhere else?
No.
Not very easily.
Well, neither can I. It's unthinkable. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, it would never have come up if you hadn't threatened legal action.
I had to protect Spiritual Home.
She was very worried about it,
Adam.
Did
you really have to go to a solicitor?
Yes, when no one would listen to reason.
That's what forced their hand. We might have reached a compromise otherwise.
Don't blame me for their mind games.
No one's trying to blame anyone.
I was only protecting one small part of the farm. You kicked up a fuss about everything.
No, I didn't.
Adam was concerned with access and viability.
I'm sorry, I don't need a lecture, Debbie.
I'm not trying to give one.
At least I've been honest. It was obvious you both thought selling the farmhouse was the best option, but didn't have the guts to say
it. That's not true.
Admit it, Adam, that's what you thought.
You can consider something without blurting it out the minute it comes into your head.
Oh, so in other words, just, you know, be a complete hypocrite.
No,
come on. Look, this isn't helping.
I'm sorry, Debbie, but isn't it time someone told the truth around here?
Why don't we go through to the kitchen? See if Mother's baked anything to go with the coffee.
No, thanks, Dad.
Well, I don't want you going away miserable.
It's fine. I've said what I wanted and heard what you have to say.
I mean it, darling. course I don't want to leave here.
So don't.
But your mother's right. It's the best way forward.
You're only saying that to please her.
I'm 100% behind what we're doing.
Really?
I think she's acted with a great deal of courage and wisdom, cutting through the indecision which was paralysing the farm.
Well, you still think so when you actually have to move out?
Yes. Honestly, darling, look, I've always loved your mother, but I've never admired her as much as I did before the partnership meeting. There's a strength to that woman. You're very lucky to have it in your blood.
If I can't change your mind, I'll leave you in peace.
Oh, Alice.
Yes.
She doesn't want us to say anything about it to anyone yet.
What, because she knows it's a terrible idea?
No, no, we need to think through the details. How much land to offer with the house and which agents to use.
So I'm to keep my mouth shut?
Well, we'll let people know in due course. Don't worry, darling, it will work out.
Maybe. I still wish you'd stood up for yourself on Friday.
OK, look, I'm plucking ideas out of the air here, but for argument's sake, what are the holiday cottages worth?
Oh, no.
Why not?
There'd be far too many problems with easements and rights of way.
No.
It just won't fly.
Well, there must be something we can do.
What a surprise. Why isn't Ruth with you?
Ruth?
All the plotters together.
That's not very fair, Alice.
Isn't it?
No.
It's down to you, Kate. It was all your idea to sell the house in the first place.
Excuse me, it's never going to happen.
Try telling Dad that.
You don't get it either. He's keeping up a front. They both are.
Come on, Kate.
What's the matter with you? Weren't you there at Friday's meeting?
How come no one else sees what they're doing?
Well, I hope you're very proud of yourselves and what you've done to them.
It's their decision, not ours.
Because you forced them into it.
That's what they want us to believe.
I've just spoken to Dad. He's like, for the first time ever, an old man.
Look, it's a shock to everybody.
No, it isn't. It's the best result for you, isn't it?
Listen, Alice, this is hard enough without you throwing accusations around.
I can't understand why you're letting it happen.
No one wants it to.
No? Well, you didn't try very hard to talk them out of it.
I'm not taking the bait.
I tried, but Mum's not going to budge.
That's what you'd like to believe.
No, Adam's right. Whatever we think, it is going to happen.
No, it isn't.
Look, the best thing we can do is stop squabbling and pull together behind them.
Whoa! Don't tell us what we must and mustn't do, Debbie.
I'm not.
Your life's in Hungary. We hardly ever see you. So don't barge in and try to take charge.
That's not what she's doing.
Well,
you don't get it, do you? This isn't about us. It's about Mum and Dad losing their home. Don't you care about that?
Ah, so it's you, Linda.
Oh,
the Ambridge Bunting snaffler.
Good afternoon, Lillian.
Who would have thought of looking under the stage?
This isn't the bunting stolen from the green.
I know, darling.
I suppose anyone still remembers that. It's 2 or 3 years ago now.
Fallon does. It's engraved on our heart.
This is the refreshment tent bunting.
Well, she told me the hall was open for fake business this afternoon.
Well, I had hoped she'd be joining me.
Yeah, well, Fallon sends her apologies. She can't get cover at the tea room.
Oh, what a nuisance.
She did seem dreadfully flustered. Oh, I suppose with her wedding to plan for as well.
Yes.
Now, look, where does the fake committee want this?
What is it?
Oh, we typed a few bits and bobs, sponsorship stickers and pens.
Sponsorship stickers?
For the pet competition.
Oh.
The kiddies will love the wristbands.
Developing trust with Damara.
Look, I can feel my arms stretching. Where shall I put it?
Pop it next to the picker straw.
The mugs would make very nice prizes.
Well, rather ironic, don't you think?
Mm?
Developing trust. In the same week Damara's put up notices about revised planning permission.
Oh, a bridge farm. Yeah, it's a pity, isn't it?
Very much so. For any young people wanting to get on the local housing ladder.
Well, Justin says it's been forced on them by unexpected costs.
Mm.
Something to do with contours and services, don't ask me what. Oh, now that's been tarted up, hasn't it?
At the fortune-telling booth, yes.
Oh, very exotic.
Sabrina said she doesn't want to be lost in the middle of everything else. Mm. She seems to think the whole fate revolves around her fortune-telling.
Whereas we know the main attraction is Pet's party pieces.
Quite. Well, it's getting a very good response. Kenton said another 3 owners have entered since our last committee meeting.
Ooh. And how are you getting on teaching Monty to count?
Very well, thank you.
good. Only I was a little worried yesterday.
Oh?
When I was walking past Ambridge Hall and saw Robert acting very strangely.
Alistair?
Oh, hi.
I spotted you pulling in. Have you got your ticket?
Yep.
They're very strict here.
Yeah, I know, Shula.
It's a pity the mediation service hasn't got its own car park.
Yes.
Yeah. It feels rather wasteful coming from Ambridge in two cars.
I'm going on to Darrington afterwards.
Oh, I didn't mean...
Well, shall we get going?
All right, we don't want to keep Lance waiting.
No. He seems to know what he's doing.
He's very neutral. I find that quite a relief.
Hmm.
I'm glad we chose mediation. By the end of this session, we should have a much clearer idea of where we stand.
Hmm. Let's hope so.
I didn't know Robert was a scout.
He had all the badges.
So he learned semaphore in the scouts and still likes to practice in the garden sometimes?
That's right.
Without flags?
To remember the movements, Lillian.
Well, what for?
Well, as a mental exercise, to keep his brain ticking.
There's nothing to do with Monty's barking.
Not at all.
Well, he looked very odd doing it.
He wasn't to know anyone was snooping.
I wasn't snooping. I happened to be passing by. When I heard Monty, I wanted to check he wasn't in distress.
Probably warning us of intruders. Anyway, what about Ruby? How's her party piece coming along?
Well, it's hard finding the time to practice.
Oh, I see. So the music booming out of the Dower House day and night isn't part of her training?
Someone's got sharp ears.
Only when Robert and I happen to be passing.
Well, you'll just have to wait till Sunday, Linda, to see what a truly talented pooch is capable of.
Oh, Jennifer, do you need a hand?
No, I can manage, thanks. Hello, Lillian.
More goodies for the fate?
Oh, just one or two bits and pieces that might do for the white elephant.
Well, if you pop them on the floor, I'll make sure Kathy sees them when she comes in.
Oh, I passed Pip outside the shop. She seems to be struggling with the heat.
She's as big as a beach ball. Oh,
she was so flushed.
Poor girl.
Jenny, you're not getting rid of the vase, are you?
Yes.
But you've had it forever.
Yeah, I know.
As long as you've been at Home Farm.
I was looking around for pieces to donate this morning and felt it was the right time to move it on.
It's a lovely blue. Webster Bridge pottery.
Yes.
Oh. May I?
Yeah, of course. I'm surprised to see you letting it go.
Oh, well, you can't keep clinging to the past. Children didn't show any interest.
Oh.
Or even Debbie.
Oh, now, that's something I wanted to ask you about.
OK, so, just to check, you're both satisfied you've disclosed everything and that you understand all the facts and figures we've discussed?
Yes.
Yes.
So, we're just going to consider how the two of you are going to share everything.
OK.
Lance, am I right that we can ask the court to approve any agreement we reach, to make it legally binding?
Yes, your discussions are confidential. If mediation breaks down, you can't use anything discussed here in court. But if you reach an agreement you're both happy with, then you can ask the court to rubber stamp it, make it binding.
OK.
But if you can agree and sign on where you are financially, you can use that, even if you don't achieve anything else from mediation. It can be a lot cheaper and less stressful.
I'm sure.
Once the money situation's settled, it may be a lot easier to start looking ahead. To think about where you want to be in 5 years' time, say.
At the moment, looking 5 weeks ahead is hard enough.
Yes.
Agreeing on a statement might start to clear the picture. From what you've told me, the stables and the veterinary practice operate on jointly owned property.
Yes, that's right.
You established them separately? You haven't been involved in each other's business financially?
No.
Alistair?
Yeah, correct.
Then the house is the main fact we need to address. You're proposing to buy out Alistair's half of the property, Shula.
Yes. I suggest we get an independent valuation and then split it down the middle.
Hold on. It might not be that simple.
Can you explain, Alistair?
You can choose the valuers. Get two or three different
ones. It's not that. As I mentioned to you before, Lance, there have been some difficulties with my business.
Yes.
through no fault of my own, I need to find the money to buy out my partner.
Surely that's a separate issue.
I'm afraid not.
How do you see this issue impacting the settlement?
Well, up to now, I just wanted to get everything over with as quickly as possible. But with Anisha being so difficult, I can't risk taking such a relaxed attitude to our finances anymore.
What do you mean, Alistair? Viennese World?
Yes.
Mum wants you to bring some for tea tomorrow.
Where are you parked?
Oh, I'm not. Justin dropped me off. We're meeting for lunch in the Bull.
Well, I'm over here.
She hasn't gone off fondant fancies, has she?
No, but she's convinced that Debbie likes Viennese Worlds.
She can't do. They taste like sawdust.
Well, she doesn't really like them. She was only being polite when Mum served them some years ago, but ever since then...
I see.
And since she's already had her supermarket delivery this week... She wondered if I could bring some over.
Is Debbie joining us tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Mum is so pleased.
I didn't realise she'd be there.
That's what it's for, really. To let them have a proper chat. They've hardly seen each other since Debbie's been back.
And that's the only reason she's staying on? To see more of the family?
More or less.
Even though she was going to fly back on Saturday because her deputy was making such a hash of things?
Ooh, I believe she's managed to straighten it out from here.
Has she?
And it's so long since Debbie had a proper holiday with us, she didn't take much persuading to stay on.
It's not because of low mead, then?
What? Oh, no.
Only, when I saw her last week, that was all she seemed to be thinking about. I did wonder if
there
was a...
I'll be late for the dentist. Bye, Lillian.
Bye.
And these procedures you've outlined... Have you kept some kind of tally?
I had no reason to. I thought we were going to be married forever.
You're not serious about this.
I don't have a choice, Shula.
You want to charge me for all the vaccinations and veterinary work you've done at the stables?
No, not item by item.
That'd be pretty difficult over 20 years.
I'd simply like some recognition that you've benefited substantially in kind over a long period of time.
I've always paid for medicines and materials.
At cost, with no charge for labour unless it was complex, even then, always at reduced rates.
What about the work you picked up from my clients? Should I have been charging commission?
Let's take a moment, shall we?
I'm sorry, Lance, but he's being ridiculous.
Please. You've each agreed to be positive and forward-looking. You may not be able to take this process much further until you remember that.
I accept raising this now does make life more difficult. But I've got to keep the surgery running and pay my practice nurse. Unless I get a satisfactory settlement from the divorce, I'm either going to end up penniless after buying Anisha's share or drown in a sea of debt from a professional loan.
I'm sorry Anisha's chosen to move away. I realise it couldn't be worse timing.
I'll say.
But it's nothing to do with me or the divorce.
Oh, isn't it? You're just going to walk away?
No one's walking away.
You don't give a damn what happens to me.
Of course I do. But it's a business matter for you to deal with.
It's not that simple, is it?
Can I ask why you say that, Alistair? At the outset, you made clear you and Shula keep your business finances completely separate.
Yes, we do.
Except, on top of all the unpaid work I've done for her, some of what Anisha put into the surgery freed up cash to pay our own mortgage on the stables.
Is that correct, Shula?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Though it is a little more complicated than that.
You accept the principle. I'm owed more out of the house.
No, I don't.
Okay, then perhaps we need to revisit the businesses. It obviously isn't as simple as we thought.
Lance, did Alistair tell you why we still needed a mortgage?
I thought we'd settled our differences over it. It was a joint decision.
We had to do something because you'd messed up so badly.
Okay, we need to try and stay focused. Shula, can you explain what it is you consider needs to be taken into account?
Well, I do think you should be aware of the full picture.
Of course you do.
Please let Shula explain, Alistair, and then you can respond.
We increased our mortgage to settle Alistair's very substantial gambling debts. Otherwise, it would have been paid off years ago.
The full picture is I mastered my addiction a long time ago. I'm appalled you're throwing it in my face again.
I'm simply stating a fact.
Right. If you're going to seek legal advice as to the relevance of gambling debts or the provision of work for each other's businesses, then we have to make sure we calmly get the relevant information together.
Well, it's not going to make me back down an inch.
Please, let's take a break. a few minutes to calm down.
If you like, Lance.
Sure.
But it won't change my mind. Buying half the house is going to leave me with a crushing debt. So you can tell Alistair, whatever else happens, he's not getting a penny more out of me.
I know I'm being a bother.
Oh, no, of course you're not, Gran.
I did ask your mother yesterday, but I'm not sure she took it in.
Oh, don't worry, Isla. I'll buy a packet before I come over. But if you're only getting them for me, I'm not that keen on them anymore.
Oh, it must be Lillian I'm thinking of then. So hard keeping track of everyone's tastes. You will get some.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Steady, Amir.
Where are you, Debbie?
Waiting for Alice to catch up before we ride back along the Am.
Oh, I hadn't realised you were on horseback.
I talked her into finishing work early.
Good. She needs more time in the fresh air.
That's what I thought.
She was quite on edge when I last saw her.
Oh?
Your mother's been very preoccupied as well. I did wonder if something else has happened with Low Mead and that's why you're still here.
No. I just fancied a longer break. Oh, here comes Slow Coach.
You had to get off to close the gate.
Do say hello for me.
Yeah, will do.
I look forward to seeing you later.
Boy. Yeah, bye, Gran.
Bye, dear.
And then it got stuck. We've kept up if it wasn't for the gate.
Wouldn't we, Cobweb? Well, there's no shame in falling miles behind Amir. Right, you ready to move on?
Yeah, sure.
That was, Gran. Oh. Quite embarrassing, really.
Why?
Oh, not being able to tell about the house yet. Ugh. Look, I know it's not your favourite subject. I promise I won't mention it again.
It's all right. I won't get snappy.
Good.
And, thanks for dragging me out, Debbie. I felt bad about Sunday.
There's no need.
I'm still not happy with what they're doing.
I did pick that up. Oh, Branch.
Thanks. Especially Dad. I know Mum will do anything to keep the peace, but I thought he'd be much stronger. I feel quite let down.
He does that to you sometimes, doesn't he?
I know you don't rate him at all.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Come on, Debbie. The way you've been since you got back, you obviously don't respect him anymore.
Anisha, didn't we have test strips on order?
I think they're here.
Can't see them. I'm due in Loxley Norton.
A whole lot of packages came this morning. Denise hasn't had time to go through them yet.
Gloves, take those.
I think Shula signed for them. She didn't seem best pleased.
Hmm.
Like, while I've got you a minute, Alistair, Mary Parker's heard health check. She's cried off. She had to take her little boy to A&E with a fracture. Thing is, I can't reschedule before I go. I wondered if you could squeeze her in somewhere.
Oh, I suppose I'll have to.
Unless you think it can wait for Graham next week.
I'll do it.
Thanks. Hey, I know you're not having it easy.
I can manage.
Probably be easier when I'm out of your hair, eh? Any progress yet with your plans to buy me out?
You've been so cold with him lately.
I admit we've had our moments.
Quite a few.
I respect him for a lot of what he's done on the farm, but big personalities often have big flaws, and he's no exception, Alice.
It just feels like you and Adam are always trying to cut him down to size.
Oh, that's not true.
Not just because of Low Mead, but some of the stuff he's pulled in the past.
Hey, this has nothing to do with Siobhan, anything like that.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Then I don't understand why you're not being fair to him.
I'm trying to be.
He listens to you, Debbie. More than anyone, if you'd have said something, you could have talked him out of it on Friday.
But he didn't want to be talked out of it.
Dad doesn't want to sell the house. I know he doesn't.
We all hoped it wouldn't come to that.
We're nearly home, Cobweb.
Dad's simply doing the same as the rest of us, dealing with the consequences of having TCE dumped on our land.
Well, this is the worst possible way to do it.
Actually, I think agreeing to sell the house is one of the bravest things he's ever done.
How?
It's not easy when you're used to being in charge, but Mum's made him see it's the best way, maybe the only way, to keep everything else together.
Not being able to look after Mum properly, having to give up their home, it will destroy him.
Well, I've more faith in them than that. Whoa, Amir.
Oh, good girl, Cobweb. What if you're wrong? With selling the house is the biggest mistake they've ever made. Are we just going to stand by and watch them ruin their lives?
I honestly think they'll cope. Are you nearer the latch?
I'll get it, girls.
Oh, hello, Lillian.
I'm here to pay my livery. Saw you coming back. Where did you take them?
Off to Leaders, back via the Millennium Wood and the Am.
Has Amir behaved himself?
Yes, he has, you gorgeous thing. Come on, go through.
Oh, good boy. And how about you and dear old Cobweb?
Yeah, she's been fine.
You enjoyed it?
Been quite good. On you go.
Oh, only quite good?
It's a miracle I managed to drag her away from her computer at all.
Well, at least it's put some colour in your cheeks.
I think Amy's ready for a drink when he's cooled down.
Mm-hmm. You go on, Debbie. Chris has asked me to check when Aziz and Amir are due shoeing.
Oh?
Okay. I may have some apple for you.
We'll tell Chris the same as usual, unless he's got a diary problem.
Auntie Lillian, I need some advice. Uh-huh. I think Mum and Dad are about to make the most terrible mistake.
Why didn't you say anything before?
I didn't particularly plan it.
You don't just stumble into a solicitor's office.
It was an informal chat on the phone.
Why?
I wanted to be clear about one or two things last night. We were discussing money and the situation with the practice came up.
What did he say?
She. We didn't go into anything formally, but she did talk about bad leavers and mentioned the expulsion clause in our partnership agreement.
You're not serious?
She thought it might be worth looking at.
Why?
Because if I have sufficient grounds to trigger it, and you walking out with only a few weeks' notice might be enough...
Oh, no.
It'll have a significant impact on what I have to pay you.
Expulsion clauses are for gross professional misconduct.
If it doesn't apply to you, you don't need to worry.
Alistair! Look, I know I could have managed this better. But I never thought you'd go down this route.
I need the best advice I can get. My marriage is broken, my practice under threat...
Look, can't we just talk about it? You know I'm not looking for everything in a lump sum.
You won't be getting one.
Let's sit down and agree on a payment plan. Surely we can have a civilised conversation.
That might have been possible if you'd talked to me before you started hunting for another position.
I've explained how it happened and why.
And I'm explaining the position I'm in. Everyone wants money from me, but no one gives me what I'm owed. So I'm looking at my options. The expulsion clause may be one of them.
Really? That's not what friends do.
Friends?
It only makes trouble and expense.
Not if it reduces what I have to pay you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I should be halfway to Loxley Norton.
Please, let's do this another way, Alistair.
I am not going to be pushed into anything just to suit you. But don't worry, you'll get what you're due. Unlike some people, I don't go back on my word.
Wait for me, Jenny!
Oh, I didn't see you there.
We can go into Mum's together.
I've taken the hint, Lillian, and diplomatically forgotten the Viennese world.
I couldn't care less. Why in the name of all that's holy are you and Brian selling your house?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Don't deny it. I know you are. I know.
Well, who told you?
Alice. I saw at the stables this afternoon. It all spilled out.
I asked everyone not to say anything.
Well, it's a good job she ignored you. Do you know how worried she is?
It's all still very fresh, which is why I don't want it broadcast everywhere.
Well, in case the rest of the family talk some sense into you.
Mum's looking out.
Hi! We'd better go in.
Yeah. And you're not to say a word in front of her.
I'll open the door for them.
No need, dear. They'll let themselves in at the back.
Oh, right. So, Emma's not very happy about it?
Not at all. She asked if I'd sign her online petition.
Well, she's had her heart set on buying one of them.
I had to apologise. I can't. Not with Justin virtually a son-in-law.
Mum!
Come through, dear.
That is awkward, isn't it? Do you know why he's cutting the number of houses?
You'll have to ask your aunt.
Hello, Mum.
Thanks for coming. And you, Lillian.
Thanks for inviting us.
You made good time.
Debbie's been a great help laying out the tea things.
We've decided to be informal and eat in here.
Oh, I'm afraid I've got a confession to make. I wasn't able to find any Viennese world, so I bought a cherry Genoa instead.
Oh, never mind.
Mum.
Hello, dear.
Shall I put the kettle on?
Look, can you just wait a minute?
Lillian.
You might have been out of luck, but Debbie managed to find a packet for you, Lillian.
Hmm?
Theanese Wells.
It was a buy one, get one free, actually.
You can take the other packet home with you.
No, I couldn't.
Well, it's no use leaving them here. I find them far too dry.
Marvellous, thanks. Where's Hilda?
Upstairs.
Having a nap on Auntie Grace's bed after showing off her trick.
It's getting better.
Good. Now, look, before we start tea,
I've been dying to ask, how's Ruby getting on with her singing?
Singing? So that's what she's up to.
Well, it's not really singing, more miming.
Oh, her mum said you've got a costume for her.
Yeah, a red tutu and bow, ruby red.
How nice.
Fabulous.
I'll tell you more about it later, but first
Why
of all...
Why don't we go and see to the kettle, Lillian, and the sandwiches?
I have just found out Jenny and Brian are selling their home.
Good gracious, are you?
I told you not to say anything.
Why on earth are you doing that?
To pay for the damage Brian's done to Low Mead.
It's quite all right, Mum.
I presume he's pushed you into this.
No, he hasn't.
It was more Mum's decision, actually.
And it's not your right to tell anyone.
Well, out of pride or whatever, they were hoping to hush it up till it was too late for anyone to help them. Luckily, Alice had more sense and told me.
Of course she did.
It's crazy, isn't it, Mum?
Extraordinary.
No, it isn't. We've given it a great deal of consideration.
Now, look, off the top of my head, I know there are a couple of Amside properties I can raise money on. And you'd be willing to chip in, wouldn't you, Mum?
I'd be happy to help as far as I can.
It's very kind of you both, but no thank you. We don't need it.
Even if it keeps you in your own home?
Brian and I are perfectly happy to move.
Mum.
I don't want anyone giving us anything. I'm a grown woman. I'm happy to take the consequences of my own actions. And I'm not looking for... I don't need any kind of charity or bailout. No matter how well-intentioned. Brian and I would be perfectly happy to live somewhere a little bit smaller. Well, the farm and the family will be... Well, they'll be kept safe, which is all we want. Well, plenty of people downsize at our age. So, thank you, but... I don't want to hear another word about offering us money today or any other day. Oh. And I hope this time, Lillian, you'll respect my request.
Well said, dear.
Can't you get her to listen to reason, Debbie?
I'm not even going to try. Mum's made a very brave decision. It may well be the right one. So I'm backing her all the way.
I quite agree.
Oh.
No, he's all right, ain't you, Pepper?
I told you he was, Ed. Does it mean for you to come here and over?
Well, we were on a rain break anyway.
He's eased up now.
Yeah. Right, off you go.
Me and Joe got him out the fence easy enough.
Well, you did a good job, Em.
I only mentioned it because I was ringing you about tea anyway.
Well, I wanted to be double sure. You know what we got riding on, Pepper?
Yeah.
Especially now we're putting him in for the Felpersham show.
Well, you can get back to home farm.
So what are you going to do? Put your feet up?
Oh, yeah.
You should. You don't often get an afternoon off.
I've got to chase up the petition, haven't I? Hardly anyone's signing, online or on paper.
Well, I guess people feel, why bother? Damara's going to build fewer affordable houses, whatever we say.
That don't have to be the case, though, Ed. Like, Jennifer's being a real pain.
Oh, yeah?
Still haven't made a link to the petition from the village website.
Yeah, well, Justin's pretty much family to her.
It's not her own personal website, it's for Ambridge.
I'm not sure that she knows the difference.
She was really tetchy when I rang her this morning. Says, I don't need to keep reminding her.
Yeah, she wasn't Little Miss Sunshine when I saw her in the yard either.
Any chance of you saying something to her this afternoon?
No, I'm combining top field the rest of the day. I won't see her. Do you know, you'd be better off catching up on Walking Dead.
No, like I got time.
No, or taking Holly for a walk. It would help you switch off for a while.
Yeah, and everyone's right.
Hiya.
You all right, Grandad?
Yeah, between chickens, tea room and looking after the kiddies, you don't have a moment to yourself.
You see?
One day, maybe.
Oh, thanks for helping Em get Pepper free.
Oh, she did all the work. I stood out of the way, sort of... masterminding everything.
Well, he told me exactly what to do.
Hey, you want to see how me and Daphne been getting on, eh?
No, I'm going to have to catch up with your trick later, Grandad.
No, you sprinkled some show business stardust on it now.
Yeah, no, I need to get back to the barley. I'll see it tonight, though, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
bye, love.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
What you done to the trick then, Joe?
Well, I changed the presentation. Don't suppose you've got time, Emma? Of
course I have.
Well, we'll have to go back to the house, and it's quite slippy.
Oh, how about you take my arm? Keep me steady.
If you like.
Hey, I've told Dad to watch out for Daphne in Pet's Party Pieces.
Oh, she'll do better than Hilary Noakes' blessed cockatoo, are you?
She's bound to.
Now, after we've shown you the trick, do you want to practice beat the goalie?
Oh, that's really kind, but I'm okay.
Well, I don't mind. I can't kick a ball quite as hard as I used to.
Don't worry. George is making sure I got plenty of practice before the fight. He's terrified of me showing him up in front of his mates.
It's taken a while, but I think we can sign off on this.
What, Brian?
The land package to sell with the house.
Uh-huh.
So there's a definite border to the garden and a good high fence to screen off access to the workshops and barns. I want to see what you make of it.
Can it wait till later?
Well, it's fairly straightforward, Adam.
Yeah, I'm up against a 3-hour deadline.
Oh, for the supermarket.
And I'm 4 pickers down.
Ouch.
Lena and Yosef didn't last 5 minutes.
Why not?
I've got to admit, they didn't look too good. So Timon stuck his oar in.
Huh.
Yeah, like he always does. He said they were too sick to work. I let them scuttle back to the caravans.
Is there a bug going around?
Too much booze last night, if you ask me. They looked terrible.
I hope you gave them a good rollicking.
I can't prove it. Then Nathan cried off. Fred is here, but Lily can't come in.
What's wrong with her?
Oh, Elizabeth's asked her to help out at Lower Loxley. They've got a reinforced concrete conference. And their manager, Geraldine, is it? She's off sick.
Hard luck. Oh, well, I won't get in your way.
Hi, Ed.
Adam, bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh.
We can deal with this evening.
Hang on, Brian.
I've had to stop cutting.
Why?
Well, the dashboard's lit up like a Christmas tree. The knife drive's not working.
What's happened?
It's not a jam?
No, it's getting an engineer out job.
Damn.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault.
No, we've completely ground to a halt.
Well, normally I'd come straight over, but... look, I'll have to think. Give me a minute.
Sure. Yeah, bye.
Just as we get going again after the rain.
What's the matter?
The combine's at a standstill.
Why?
Ed says the dashboard's screaming for an engineer. By the time one gets here and does anything, the afternoon will be gone. We're no further on in Topfield. I've got the supermarket breathing down my neck.
Right. Well, who's with him?
Andy and Debbie are all in grain.
Well, get them over here with Ed. Well, you're 4 pickers down. There's 3 of them.
Well, they won't be very keen.
Ed and Andy don't expect to get paid for doing nothing. Debbie will help if she knows how important it is.
Maybe.
Look, forget the combine. I'll look at it and call the engineer if we need to. You take care of the strawberries. Come on, Adam. Let's get cracking.
No more than the last time I checked in the shop.
And only 6 signatures in the bowl, eh?
Yeah. 3 proper ones, plus George Clooney, Han Solo and Kim Kardashian. It's like no one in Ambridge cares about affordable housing.
Well, folk can be very selfish. Won't kick up a fuss to help a neighbour.
Well, it's not going to stop me protesting.
Yeah, I will now. Listen, cheer you up. I know the trick didn't quite work out earlier.
Oh, I wasn't too bad.
Well, since you went down the village, me and Daphne have been practising non-stop. Didn't we, girl, eh?
What's it like now?
Well, that's what we're... We're going to show you, see?
As long as Clary don't walk in, you know what she's like about having him in the house.
Oh, she ain't due back for an hour or more. You stay between me shoes, Daphne, I'm a man of worth and merit. Can you tell me where's me ferret? Go on, Daphne. Left trouser leg's got the butter on. Sorry, I didn't waggle me hands enough.
That's all right.
I'm a man of worth and merit, da-di-da, where's me ferret? That's more like it. Come on, Daphne. Da-di-da, where's me ferret? Where's she gone?
Up on the sideboard, Joe.
No, you get off home, Ed.
Well, I'm almost there, to tell the truth. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. You did very well in the tunnels this afternoon.
Well, that's not exactly my favourite job.
I realise that. But you helped me out of a tight spot. You'll be back combining tomorrow.
Good. I'm glad it's been fixed.
Yeah, I'm just about to check it out.
Okay, well, bye then.
Bye.
Thanks a million, Brian.
You've saved my life.
Oh, I haven't done anything. The engineer did.
When did he finish?
He left a couple of minutes before I rang you.
It was a wobble box?
Yeah, he said it wasn't worth fixing, so he's replaced it.
Well, as long as we're good to go again.
So, you want me to fire it up?
It wouldn't hurt, would it? We can take it down the other end of the field.
Ready to start again tomorrow.
Yeah.
How about you? Did you get the order off in time?
Just about. No thanks to Timon.
What's this about? I've been messed around all afternoon at Owen's farm.
Clary's in the kitchen with Kieran. We don't want her hearing.
What's wrong, Grandad? What are you lying down for?
Well, Daphne's gone to sleep, and it's best if we don't wake her again.
Hey?
She's stuck in his trousers. They had a few problems with the disappearing trick this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we got it perfect not long ago.
More or less.
Daphne shot straight up my leg into the secret compartment, good as gold.
Only she won't come out again.
Right.
And then I come in here to take him off in private when me fly jammed.
I heard him calling for help. She won't budge now.
Yeah, I always said buttons is better than zips.
We tried tempting her out with a spoonful of mince, but she weren't interested.
Well, now she's nodded off.
Yeah, thank heavens. Yeah, she was starting to get agitated.
Could hear her scrabbling against the lining.
I hope your father will be home by now. He's good with Daphne.
Oh, no, Dad ain't going to be back till late. He's having a drink with Mike Tucker in Borchester.
Oh, Lord.
You'll have to sort it out, Ed.
I guess so. You want me to have a go at the zip, Grandad?
Not till Emma's turned her in.
Oh, I'm doing it now, Joe. I don't want to see nothing.
Okay. Right, well, you lie still. And if I can just...
Hurry up, will you? She's waking up.
Right, keep still.
Because she's right, bound to be hungry.
Starting to give. Right, there you go. There you go. Reach down, get her. Get her.
You know I got her. Don't nip Daphne. Yeah. Oh, that's it, girl.
There we go. Safe and sound.
What an awful thing to go through.
Oh, awful in the half of it.
No. And it can't have been very nice for you neither, Joe.
You don't mind if we start up again?
Well, that was what I was going to suggest. I mean, if Andy's happy to haul grain for another hour or two tonight, so am I.
I'd have asked Debbie, but she's going out with Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, I think you've imposed enough on your sister, making her pick strawberries all afternoon.
Yeah, Ed wasn't too impressed either, being lumped in with the casuals.
Well, he's had an early finish. What's he got to grumble about?
True, and we did meet the deadline.
As for combining, well, we've got the light, and the crop's dried off, trailers are here, it'd be stupid not to.
Do you want a cut?
No, I'll get out. I'm happy to be a tractor jockey. But before you slide over, I wouldn't recommend giving in to Timon.
About the money?
If you agree to pay extra on days like this, where's it going to stop?
Oh, I know he's trying to take advantage of our being short-handed, but it might be politic keeping him and the others sweet till the crop's finished.
You be careful. You cave in now and they'll be back with fresh demands tomorrow. And the day after. They will, Adam.
You might be right.
I'm sure I am.
Yeah, okay. I'll stave off upping the rate for a while longer, see how we go.
Good. And I'll show you what I'm proposing on the house sale tomorrow.
Well, I can take a look when we finish.
Well, only if you've got time.
Since we've finally made a decision, there's no sense dragging our feet.
No.
I mean, I wish we'd found an easier way to raise the money.
So do I.
But it is a relief knowing what land I've got to work with after harvest.
It does clarify everything. Though I'm not looking forward to the next time I see Peggy or Lillian.
No?
You've heard what Alice did?
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand why, but I wish she hadn't.
Oh, Lillian and Gran won't tell anyone else, will they?
Well, I hope not. I feel enough of a pariah as it is.
Look, we're through the worst of it now.
Are we? Whenever I tell myself that, something else happens. I picked up an email from Ruth half an hour ago.
What about?
Tendering her resignation as Rory's attorney.
Oh, no.
It seems she's had enough of us. When's the fallout from this land contamination ever going to end?
Doing the virtual tour again, Pip?
What?
They're the maternity unit. Are you going round it again?
No.
Oh, it's so cool. I had another look on my tablet last night. I could have jumped into the birth pool.
I'm checking our grazing wedge, Toby.
Ah.
Specifically, our post-grazing residual targets. Want to look?
I can probably struggle on without.
Yeah. I want to see how our pasture's doing, if we need to change where the herd goes next.
Do you have to do it here?
Well, it's too hot to stay in the house.
So close to the hives.
I'm nowhere near the flight path.
I hope the bees know that.
It's cool under the trees.
It's not that hot.
I'm melting.
You do look a tad sticky.
Cheers.
Yeah, but I'm not too proud to be seen with you.
I don't want to hold you up, Toby.
Oh, no, no worries. I'm giving Stan the man 20 minutes on his own.
Well, how is he getting on in the distillery?
Yeah, okay. Obviously, he lacks my flair.
Naturally.
But he's picking up the grunt stuff pretty quickly, like bottling and delivering. So I can spend more time with you and this little pest when it arrives.
Oh, if he or she ever does.
It won't be long now.
Millie had hers on Sunday. Jules gave birth yesterday.
From the classes.
I'm going to be last, aren't I?
Hey, it's not a race.
It feels like it on Instagram.
Stop checking.
I'm taking forever.
You haven't even reached a due date yet.
Oh, I almost wish I could be induced. Get it over and done with.
Be patient. Hey, look, blending your looks and my brains takes time.
Is he really called Stan?
Howard Stanmore. He likes Stan better.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Howard.
No. It doesn't work on the pitch. Not when you're screaming for a pass. You know, Howard. It's too polite. And Howie's too soft. Stan suits him. Because when he looks like... Whoa. What, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, I think.
Since I was passing, I thought I might as well apologise in person.
There's no need, Adam.
I know we'd talked about starting today.
As soon as it rained yesterday, I knew it'd push you back.
Oh, it's not just that. We lost the whole afternoon. Broken wobble box.
But you can get the combine over first thing tomorrow.
Yes, yeah.
Need anyone on the road with you?
No, Brian will be driving in front, Debbie behind. We'll set off before the commuters get going.
David and Josh will be hauling for you.
Great. Sorry about the delay, Ruth.
No worries. If that's it?
Well, while I'm here, Brian says you're standing down as Rory's attorney.
That's right.
Well, I thought Debbie talked you into staying on.
She did, as far as the meeting last Friday.
I'll be sorry if we are losing you.
Yeah, you are.
That's a shame.
Thanks. But to tell the truth, I'm not sorry to step aside.
Another one?
Yeah.
A proper contraction.
It was like a cramp.
Right. Okay, let's measure the intervals. That was about 6 seconds ago?
About that.
Okay, and the one before?
But I don't know.
Oh, better start from zero. Oh, fat thumbs.
Now, chill, Toby.
No, I am chilled. I changed the time zone by mistake. Let's go back. It was, what, 15 seconds ago now?
It's okay. I've had twinges before. Yeah,
these don't sound like twinges.
I'm going to get all sorts of aches and pains as I get closer.
You can't ignore them.
I'm not.
Was that another one?
What? No.
You pulled a face.
Some sweat trickled down my neck.
I have to start again now. Oh. You do look flushed.
Do I?
Yeah, very.
Oh.
Look, an orchard's no place to have a baby.
I'm not having a baby.
Well...
But not right now.
But it's starting?
No. Well, I don't know. I've never had one before.
Well, it can't be healthy. Chickens and bees everywhere.
Oh. Look, I guess we don't have to stay here.
I'll get the pickup to run you back to Rickyard.
Toby, I'm perfectly all right.
It's no bother.
I'm quite happy just walking.
Okay. We'll take it nice and slowly. You can have a lie down when we get there.
No, I don't want to lie down.
Best if you do. We don't want you keeling over if you have to dash to hospital later.
I'm not going to keel over.
No? Well, you're looking very flushed now.
Am I?
Yeah, look, to take a few deep breaths before we set off. And let me know the second you have another contraction.
Dave, keep lowering. Dave, keep going. That's it. Back out. Back out. That's perfect.
We okay?
That'll do me, Johnny. I'll put the feed in.
I get why you want the calves to have extra, Grandad.
It's a shame the rain won't have made much of a difference.
No, you can see the grass has slowed right down.
And the pellets cost a fortune. Some of the ingredients for organic feed are in short supply these days.
Tom was saying that. The Anguses are worth it.
I've been trying to find out how he's getting on with his report.
Ah, touchy subject.
He hasn't finished it then?
No, he keeps stopping and starting. Yelled at Hannah for moving some notes off the kitchen table yesterday.
Oh, dear. I could see him giving up on fermented foods.
I don't think he'll give up, Grandad.
No?
Not altogether.
Susan will be heartbroken if he does.
He reckons the way too niche to make the most of this place.
I know he's looking round for a bigger project to get stuck into.
Oh,
I'm not sure what.
Whatever it is, I doubt there'll be a full-time job for me in it.
Oh, you never know.
Not if it's been stuck indoors, food processing.
You'd rather be outside operating a smart bit of kit, eh?
Yeah, or maybe, you know, working with something like this lot.
I've always said you're a natural with livestock.
I do enjoy it.
Do you think he regrets doing the Nuffield?
Oh, no, he says it was great. Just wish he'd planned it better before he started.
He seemed to enjoy his research trips.
Yeah, he loved them.
Travelling certainly gives you food for thought.
Totally.
I wish I'd had the chance to do more when I was younger.
I've been thinking the same way myself.
Have you?
Not to do a Nuffield or all like that, but to maybe stretch my legs later in the year.
Ignore any grumbles from Josh on trailer duty tomorrow. About losing time from his own business.
Oh.
He knows how pushed we are with Pip out of action.
That'll be coming over for a while if he needs an hour or two.
That's useful. Oh, and Ben will be in the cab with David some of the time.
Getting the hang of harvest?
Well, I think he's only really interested in learning to drive the tractor. That's the fun bit, after all.
Definitely.
To be fair, he says he's willing to walk the herd to and from the parlour if he has to when the baby comes.
Well, that's something. Right then.
Adam?
Yeah?
I really am sorry.
Don't be.
But if I ever had to go through another week like last week...
I completely understand.
I don't know what it did to me blood pressure, holding me peace while you lot tried pulling me every which way.
We're the ones who need to apologise.
And now the decision's made, it feels the right time to bow out.
Well, many thanks for all your help.
I know he's not the right age yet, but you could do worse than listen to Rory himself.
That's not a bad idea. Thanks, Ruth. See you bright and early tomorrow.
Nice and steady, no rush.
I'm not an invalid, Toby.
You okay?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks, Adam.
Don't worry, I've got it.
You get off, Adam, I'll see to this.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
We've started having contractions.
Right.
This could be the big day.
Do you feel like the baby's coming, Pip?
Not in a hurry, but I'm not sure.
We're going to look at our notes from antenatal.
I've been having kind of cramps.
If it's the real deal, I'm ready and waiting to rush her to hospital.
What sort of cramps? Tell me exactly what you're feeling.
Like he's staying with Nolitando's family for a while, and they're helping out at an elephant sanctuary or something, a charity place.
That's a good thing to do.
Then they want to go where you go down in the sea in a cage to look at sharks, like great whites.
You want to do that too?
I'd love to. Freddie said if I went out for part of the trip, not like to Thailand and that, but for a couple of weeks in South Africa, he'd help me out.
How?
With costs and that, accommodation and getting round.
Oh, it's very generous.
Yeah, he says it'll be more fun with his best mate there. I was telling Mum when we FaceTime. She said her and Eamon would put something in too. When I added it all together, and if I save really hard before I go, I'm already like halfway there.
So you just need the other half.
What I thought was, I know it's really cheeky, Grandad, but if I dipped into the ICU and Gran gave me...
Oh no.
I know it's meant to be like for the future.
You mustn't start chipping away at that. It won't last 5 minutes once you start.
Ah, yes. Fair enough.
We'll give you the extra.
Eh?
There'd be something very wrong if we can't treat you after our windfall from Damara.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for that.
You haven't got a choice. I insist.
You're not serious, Grandad.
I am. Work out your costs, Tell us what you need, and when you need it, then it's yours.
That's incredible.
Your gran and I have been looking for a chance to do something like this.
Why?
Because you're family. Tom and Helen have got the money they want to develop new projects. Why shouldn't you have some fun as well?
Well, you gave me the eye, sir.
I said fun.
Oh, thank you so much. That is totally amazing.
On condition that you take good care of yourself while you're away.
I will.
And post lots of pictures so we can follow what you're up to. Especially with the sharks.
Oh, thanks, Grandad. Can I tell Freddy now?
Go on, then.
Oh, he'll be made up. So am I.
You're right, Mum.
They're feeding.
They've stopped completely.
They weren't growing stronger while you were having them.
They didn't seem to.
No.
And they weren't at regular intervals.
No. I picked up on that. I was timing them.
How are you feeling now?
Much better. Calmer.
Good.
Can we stop walking?
Good idea.
You know what I think it was?
Braxton Hicks.
That's what I wanted to check in our notes.
What about Stan?
Oh.
You've left him all on his own for quite a while.
Yes.
The friend who's helping in the distillery.
Right.
Yeah, time I got back to him. Look, strictly between us three, uh-huh. Top bloke, but flaps like a headless chicken the minute there's any pressure on.
You don't want to leave him too long.
No, as long as we're all good here.
I'm fine, thanks.
You're okay, Ruth, keeping half an eye on her for a few minutes?
I don't need looking after.
I think I can just about manage.
Oh, excellent. God, it's been a good dummy run, hasn't it?
Hmm.
I've got to be slicker with the stopwatch next time. I better stop Stan the man falling into the still. I'll pick up your laptop on the way.
Thanks, Toby.
He means well, doesn't he?
He was trying his best.
You didn't really think it was coming, did you?
No, although the contractions were pretty weird.
Braxton Hicks are.
And you had them as well, didn't you?
With you, not so much with Ben and Josh. They're not always that strong.
Yeah. I kind of knew it wasn't happening, only part of me thought maybe, and just for a second, I was so, so scared.
Oh, Pip.
Toby was lovely in a totally useless sort of way, but I don't want to feel like that when it happens for real.
And you won't.
Mum, I know it's a massive favour, but will you be with me for the birth? There is no one in the world I'd rather have by my side.
Oh, sweetheart. Of course I will.
Could have took it to the barn.
You know how hard pigs are to sedate, Jazza.
True.
Especially if you move them round first.
Oh, aye.
No, I'd rather inject her in the field. Let her sneak back into an ark till it takes effect.
Well, your call. What's going on, eh? Who lifted the roof off you?
She looks quiet enough.
Should be. It's half an hour since you jabbed her, Alistair.
Well, she's got another jab coming. Local anaesthetic this time.
Oh, aye. We don't mind your hurting, do we?
She, cut herself on one of the panels, you see?
Aye, me and Tom moved her old ark this afternoon. It was catching the wind.
Uh-huh.
And didn't you see one of the corners come away? Next thing you know, her leg's covered in blood.
Well, you did right to call me.
Payback for always hogging the bathroom when you were at Greenacres.
It's not a freebie, though, I'm afraid.
You want me harder?
No need.
You'll be broad, darling.
Too many other people trying to take advantage at the moment.
Don't worry. Tom's promised to chisel a few pennies at the Bridge Farm vaults for you.
I'll clean up the wound while that takes effect.
There's a nae fee for being pet supremo on Sunday. Well, you hear you've roped in Ben.
He's offered to help look after the pets backstage during the competition.
The Justin Elliott show, Linda's calling it. Says he's giving away a fair few goodies.
He never misses a PR trick.
I'm hoarding it for Tamara Dealey Boppers if I can get them.
I'm not looking forward to the fete.
Neither's Neil. Dreading opening it. Dreading judging the pets.
Don't blame him.
I told him. Cheer yourself up after. Get your fortune read off Sabrina.
What on earth does Sabrina know about fortune telling?
No much, but it's going to be better than Holly the Dog playing football or watching the Edgley Modest men hit each other with sticks.
Well, I expect everyone will be having a good chinwag about me. My marriage, my business.
Well, don't go then.
I have to. I agreed to look after animal welfare.
You know Joe's not going in for it anymore.
Isn't he?
No, since his ferret got stuck doing his trousers. Mind, she'll need a psychotherapist more than a vet.
Or you can clear the lot, Fallon.
Oh, I'm not trying to hurry you.
No, you should do. There's nothing more infuriating than the last customer hanging on when you're ready to close up.
It was only because I saw Helen leaving with Jack.
Here, go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Debbie.
Yeah, she has to collect Henry. I wanted to save every last drop of Darjeeling, but I'm done now.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, certainly did. That's something I do miss in Hungary.
Cream teas?
Especially when they're as good as the ones here.
Nice of you to say so.
It's true.
Well, if you want to leave a review online...
I might well do.
If you're going online, Debbie, have you heard what Damara's doing at Bridge Farm?
Oh, the Beechwood development, yeah.
Yeah, the changes they're making to the plans.
Reducing the number of affordable houses.
Emma's not very happy about it.
No, I'm not.
And she's got a point.
You can sign my Facebook petition, if you like.
Oh.
And maybe remind your mum about making a link.
I'm not sure I should be signing any local petitions.
Why not?
Oh, well, I'm beginning to think, since I don't actually live in Ambridge anymore, what right have I got to say what people should and shouldn't do here?
Oh.
It must be hard, coming back for a holiday and getting caught up in all the local intrigues.
Oh, yeah. I think we paid when we ordered, so...
Oh, yes, yeah, you get off.
Well, nice to see you.
And you.
Oh, don't forget your magazine.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Emma. Mum's waiting for this. Bye.
Bye, Debbie.
See ya.
Let's get the clothes sign up quick.
Sorry, Fallon.
What for?
If I'm jumping in 2 hours with the customers.
No, not really.
I try to forget about Damara when I'm working, but...
Well, I can't complain, can I? Not after leaving you on your own most of this afternoon.
Did you get everything sorted with Freddie?
Pretty much.
The trouble is, people look at you like, what's it got to do with me?
Well, there's a lot don't want any more houses built in the village. Let's get cleared up so I can start cleaning the trestles for Sunday.
Do you think I'll get more people interested at the fete?
Want a cake, Alistair?
Not while I'm closing the womb, thanks.
I'll save you one for after.
No need. Though it's very kind of you.
I didn't pay for them. Lillian gave me a whole packet yesterday. Must be in a generous mood.
Uh-huh.
Nearly done, Gero. I feel bad for keeping you away from your surgery so long.
I'm more than happy to stay away from it.
Any clinics to get to?
No, Anisha's doing the small pets tonight.
You know, I might sling the rest of these. They're awful dry. Mind, I can't complain about my luck the last few days.
No?
All right. I lost it in the World Cup final, but I did okay in the semis.
Oh. How much you make?
A few quid. No real money. You need inside information for that.
Ah, so they say.
Which is where my brother has the luck of the devil.
Oh, Stu?
Aye. Just done a plastering job for a woman in Perry Vale. She was pleased with the work and wanted to thank him. Turns out her son trains racehorses.
Oh?
She gave him a red-hot tip for Felpisham next week.
Ah. Did he, say which horse?
I can bring Borsetshire Life through if you like, Mum.
Oh, I'll see it later, darling. Not that there's ever very much in their property guide.
Yeah, it was quite thin.
Mm. I've been looking at Rodway and Watson there.
Anything interesting?
Yeah, one or two cottages that might be worth investigating. But how did you get on with Helen?
Oh, yeah, it was good. We enjoyed meeting up properly again.
You'd barely recognise her from a year or two ago.
No, she's done very well. Brought me up to date on how Henry's doing.
Oh, I think he can be quite a handful at times.
It certainly sounds as though he's got a lot of energy. Oh, and Jack is such a sweetheart, isn't he?
Yes. Though, whenever I see him, I can't help wondering how much of his father's in him.
Mum.
No, I know I shouldn't.
So, yep, that was good. And I've booked my flight for Tuesday morning.
Oh, I wish you weren't going back so soon.
Ference doesn't agree with you.
He sounds very tiresome.
I'll have been away for over 2 weeks.
It's been lovely having you to stay for more than a few days for once.
Well, it's just a pity I was no use.
Oh, don't say that, darling.
Oh, it's true.
No, Debbie, you've been a wonderful support.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you have. It's meant a lot to me having you here.
Yeah, I didn't come up with any alternatives.
I'm convinced that selling the house is the best solution. And now we're all pulling together.
Oh, well, that's a little optimistic.
Well, I know it's been difficult, but Brian and Adam and Rory seem quite settled about what we're doing. And Kate's happy enough in her own way.
She's pleased she's saved Spiritual Home. Mm-hmm.
And even Alice has simmered down in the last day or two.
Maybe.
So now I'm going to focus on finding somewhere slightly smaller and cheaper.
Has anything caught your eye?
Well, there's a cottage on the edge of Pennyhasset I wouldn't mind an opinion on.
No honeymoon at all?
Well, not this year.
But you are going to have one eventually.
Well, we decided that we'll put the money aside and keep saving till Harrison takes his sergeant's exams next year and then go somewhere special to celebrate.
You weren't even having a weekend away after you married?
No.
Me and Ed had a great time in Devon.
Oh. I always envied you Cancun with Will.
Yeah, well... I suppose that's one good thing about getting married twice. Double the honeymoon.
One wedding's going to be enough for me.
You hope.
It's such hard work. Even agreeing on music for the reception.
You said you'd worked out with Freddie.
Yeah, eventually. I might have thought twice about asking him if I'd known his idea of wedding floor fillers was mostly Chief Keef or the Harlem Spartans.
Who?
Well, yeah. He made me feel ancient.
We want everyone up and dancing at a reception.
Yeah, don't worry. I sat him down. Played him a few of my favourites. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Belle and Sebastian, the Shins, that kind of thing.
Did he like him?
He loved him. I felt like a missionary, opening his eyes to the good stuff.
As long as there's some that we can dance to.
Yeah, he's adding some classics as well. Like Tiger Feet for Harrison's dad. And Come On Eileen from my mum.
I love that.
And loads more. Do you mind starting the dishwasher off before you go?
No.
I want to call the Echo again. See if anyone's coming on Sunday.
To the Fete?
They usually send a photographer, don't they?
Yeah.
I want to get it out of the way before I spend the rest of the evening patching up bunting and ringing around the stall holder and seeing if Jill's got someone to stand in at the aunt's side.
Yeah, that's it. I could tell him about my house petition, couldn't I? The photographer.
Yeah?
And let him know what's going on at Bridge Farm.
Why not?
I haven't had much of a response up to now, but getting it in the Echo, I should make Justin Elliott sit up and take notice.
I suppose storage is bound to be a problem wherever you move to.
Yes.
You're used to so much space here.
Perhaps it's no bad thing having to decide what we don't need anymore.
Yeah, there's that. Can we go back to Lakey Green?
I'd more or less ruled it out, darling.
I'll have a second look. Yeah, I know it's a new build, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, no.
Everything's under guarantee. Ooh, look, nice kitchen.
Yes.
Not the same as here, but not bad. The living room's a decent size. I know Dad would still like an office, but he won't need such a big one. And maybe... Well, let's have another look at the garden. Possibly. You might be able to squeeze in a summer house, office at the end, or... but that make it too pricey. What do you think? Oh, Mum.
Take no notice, darling. I'm just being silly.
No, you're not. Oh, there's me prattling on like a cheap-suited estate agent.
You're quite right. We will have to adapt.
Look, if you want to change your mind about selling,
no,
everyone will understand.
No, selling the house is the right thing to do.
You're sure?
Yes. I'm convinced. Anything else is... No, it would do too much damage. But you can still feel sad when you sit down and start to make it happen.
You've been so brave since I got back. You don't need to do this right now.
No, I'm quite all right, darling.
I'm going to miss this place too, but what it must mean to you...
Well, it holds so many memories. All of you growing up. And even the bad memories, they're part of our lives.
Do you want a tissue?
Yes, please.
There you go.
Thank you. It's silly. I know I've an awful lot to be grateful for.
No, it's not silly. It's really sad.
I'd far rather face losing bricks and mortar than... Oh, heaven forbid anyone I love... But all the same, Debbie, so much of my life's been lived between these walls. Leaving it behind is going to be the most terrible wrench.
This is the BBC.
The Infinite Monkey Cage returns with the 100th episode.
And we're going to be asking, what do we know now that we didn't know during our first episode back in November 2009?
Now, the 100th episode is very ambitious. We have more guests than we've ever tried to control before. Eric Idle, Katie Brand, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Alice Roberts, Dave Gorman, Andy Hamilton, the Reverend Richard Coles.
And Brian Blessed!
Who will be discussing gravitational waves and whether he causes more of them.
I think he does.
To find the podcast, just search for The Infinite Monkey Cage wherever in the universe that you're listening right now and hit subscribe.